The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Not sure where that came from. There you go.
That was kind of weird.
Well, we did get back from South Dakota so we could go, Sovereign Minds! Hey, hey, hey! No?
I didn't go to South Dakota.
Is that racist?
No, it's not. It's like the Walkin' Tonka song.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Walkin' Tonka!
No. I didn't go to South Dakota. I went to Colorado. They don't do that.
Oh, they don't have any. They don't have any Indians in Colorado. Oh, I'm sure we're completely politically incorrect somehow. They'll paint us as some form of racist or white homogenized, pasteurized something. I don't know.
Pasteurized? We'll just
make it up as we go is basically how it works.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, anything that can discredit you, demean you, you know, marginalize anything that you have to say that is valid. Yeah, that's what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying. Anyway, my name is Mark Kent and I'm your host once again. It's Sunday, August 22nd, 2021. And I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda in the great state of Jeffrey, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy and a movable object and an unstoppable force of nature, Slayer Snowflakes, and she has seen more BS than a BSOS.
Good morning. Then the BOS.
And the BOS and the BS and the QP.
And the SOB.
And the SOB.
BSOS. Is that like Windows 8 when it came out?
No, that was Windows 7.
Was all right. 7 8 was great. The one that they were trying to do all the touch things.
No, back to like Windows 98. Remember Windows 98? What was the first one?
It was 98, yeah.
I think it was Windows 98. I remember that. I looked at it because I was a DOS guy.
No, it was Windows XP, wasn't it?
No, XP was afterwards. That's a DOS guy. I was like, wow, this is completely unworkable. I can't type in sentences. Anyway, also here in the studio is a kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than high speed download, a 10-3 black belt, Red Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we didn't forget. Last but not least, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, all-around great guy, Seventh Dan Samurai Warrior Panic Button Master, Travis!
It's not really a panic button, but I panic when I miss the button.
It's a cutoff button.
Yeah.
And as usual, shout-out to our buddy Bob Martin just to make sure that he's getting well.
I got word that he is actually going to be transferred out of the hospital and going to rehab. I don't know for sure what day or anything, but so.
I think that's a different kind of rehab that I went to. Just saying.
Yeah. So anyway, so he is getting better. They are supposed to be transferring him, so that's a good thing.
Wow. What's next? We've got great sponsors. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavation. 530-605-9575. They're licensed and bonded. And what else you got? You got any announcements? Although, we got elections coming up. We got fundraising events.
Yeah, we got the fundraiser.
We got to go get these rats out of the office.
We got a lot going on. But one of the most important things besides the recall, of course, we're doing a fundraiser dinner on the 28th at Anderson VFW Hall, which is located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. And the doors are going to open at 4:30, and we're going to have lots and lots of fun, lots of gifts, lots of auction items. You know, it'll be great. It's going to be catered by Dill's Deli, and if you haven't had their food, it is awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's some of the best tri-tip around.
Yeah. Their food was amazing.
Yeah.
And the pastrami was great.
Pastrami.
I love the pastrami.
That chicken, man.
I love a pastrami.
Well, everything about they do is great, and we appreciate their support. They've been helping us from the beginning, and they just keep on helping us out. So, again, that's going to be Saturday. Doors will open at 4:30. A ticket is $40. A table of eight is $300. So get your tickets and your tables or whatever. Invite your friends for a good time.
Well, while we're at it, we might as well pick on these guys a little bit because they deserve it.
Which guys?
Well, all of them, actually.
For not showing up on Tuesday?
Well, there's that part. And then the media might as well throw them into the stench, the swamp, the sewer. Okay, so they have a big rally yesterday.
I heard that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was huge.
It looked like a Tom Slick cheering section.
And the crowd went yay!
and like 11 people showed up or whatever it was. I'm probably being a little marginalizing here because I think they're anyway. But they got coverage. And did the other event on Friday night, the dine-in sign with all of the medical personnel that I saw probably 300 people there.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, there was upwards of 500 people at that event.
I couldn't even get to the line. I had to actually push a few people. No, I didn't. but I had to go to a special line because I had to get out of there quickly, so I went to the front of the line.
Yeah, what about when we had the one up at Mercy? With the medical workers.
I guess they don't matter because they're not politically correct.
Because
they feel like
we're not
they should be in charge of their own body because, you know, once you kind of cross that medical line of, gee, the government can shoot anything into your body that they want without your permission.
Jab
you. Yeah, you're kind of sort of crossing over into the Nazi world of Nuremberg code crap, you know, where people don't lose control over their bodies. And, you know, if a guy can tell you when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, and how far to put it into your arm, you're not free anymore.
Well, this stuff that is going on around the world, it seems like we're about 2 to 3 months behind everybody else. Right now, I'm seeing video after video of
Australia,
people.
Every place. But yeah. Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we've got to get through attacking these guys.
Okay.
So the BOS meeting on Tuesday... They didn't show up. Four out of the five.
Yeah,
didn't show up.
They keep saying three. I'm not sure where the fourth one was.
Well,
he wasn't in chamber.
He wasn't there, as far as I know.
Okay.
If anybody knows different, correct me. And they're all sick. Really?
It's
kind of like, you know, when you have a walkout on some place, instead of striking, everybody gets sick. What do they call that? A blue... what they call that, where everybody walks out at the same time and pretends they're sick, goes on sick leave, you know?
A walkout,
but they have a term for it. I can't remember what it is.
Senior skip day?
I don't think it's exclusive to seniors.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I want to say about it? Is these guys are cowards. They didn't want to face the music of the medical community coming in to say, we're not going to do this.
Okay, so what if they were sick? They have Zoom. They did Zoom before. They made it a point that they had to do everything by Zoom previously.
No, of course we know what it was.
I know.
We know what it was. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out. All three exactly on the same day.
Oh. And
one has an earache. I mean, I read their excuses. I don't know. Correct me if they're incorrect, but one has an earache. One may have got COVID, and the other had some kind of a mental examination that he had to go to. I wasn't sure. No. Just kidding. I'm not sure.
There's no, they can't test for that kind of mental illness.
Greed and corruption? There's no test for that?
No.
Sorry.
but I also, from a very good source, was told that one of their cars was in the parking garage prior to the meeting, and then after Patrick went in there in the chambers, the car mysteriously disappeared. So they were in the building?
Hmm.
Or did somebody come get their car for him because they were too sick to drive, or what?
I wonder if that explains the vomit in the bathroom. No.
Just say it.
I don't think so. I think that was one of the constituents. But, okay, never mind.
And somebody said that the Mercy event was on the local news. I never saw it.
I didn't see it.
But if it was, I will, you know, retract that. But I never saw anything on the local news about the big rally we have had up at Mercy.
Yeah, and it always seems slanted to me. I mean, you're at the point now you've been lied to so much, and you've seen so much slanted coverage and so much biased media. Now, instead of assuming and giving them the benefit of the doubt, you're never doing that anymore because they've crossed the line over into I don't trust you at all now. So we're going to make a few errors, and we will correct them on the air and say we're sorry if we have to. That sorry thing kind of disturbs me, but we'll do what we got to do. So before we go any farther, I need to play, if you haven't heard this commercial, this is the best commercial ever with regard to the recall. Okay. And you got to love this commercial. Here we go. Are we ready to go? Okay, let's make sure I got my volume turned up and all the stuff here that needs to happen. Okay, here we go. Well, no, there we go. Hold on a second. We got one more try. I got it figured out. You got more volume knobs on these things than there are. Okay, here we go.
Howdy, Shasta County. It's time for a rhino roundup. Politicians like Leonard Modi and Mary Rickert talk like conservatives, but they caved to Newsom on shutdowns of our schools and businesses. Now they're caving on forced vaccinations and masking our kids. There's a name for folks like Modi and Rickert. We call them rhinos, and it's high time we round up these rhinos and recall them. You can sure help us out. Go to ShastaRecall.org and learn how. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee Recall Shasta.
You know, I'm thinking they should have said, and we'll leave the lights on for you at the end there. I'm thinking, he ought to be doing commercials for Motel 6 or something. Was that gone? That was a great commercial.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
He really does a great job.
He does a great job, Woody. I mean, that was just spot on. The rhino, a rhino roundup. Boy, that would be so cool. You know, it's like, how fast can you tie your supervisor up and off your roping him down and 6 seconds? And, man, it would be like a new rodeo event. You know, you run him out of the chute. Sorry.
We'd finally get a few things done.
Maybe.
Maybe.
The things are just absolutely crazy right now across the board. Everybody knows it. Everybody can see it. I feel like something big is going to happen.
So I wonder how long are they going to stay out for their illnesses?
Here's the thing.
I'm just asking. Is it going to be another meeting? 4 meetings? 3 meetings? I mean, when are, you know?
They don't like the fact that people have woken up and are tired of their lies, and their corruption is what it's coming down to. That's why the recall is going to, occur. Just like the recall occurred in the state of California with the corruption and so forth. It is what it is. We're just going to have to keep going after this until we get control of the county. They always talk about, you're not the only constituents in the county. Yeah, but we're the only ones showing up asking you to do what we want. You know, I mean, other than like a couple of guys that don't mind breaking the Constitution and going into martial law and having the government take over their rights. But that's not, you didn't take an oath to uphold that constitution or that doctrine. Maybe it was what was Karl Marx's, doctrine? Oh yeah, the Communist Manifesto.
Yeah.
I guess, when you're upholding that, maybe that's contrary to the oath you took in the first place, because that's what, you know, all
I don't
the,
think they took an oath to begin with. Oh,
well, they didn't. They did. They just, yeah. They just don't know what it said or believe in it. And they're rhinos. And, you know, everybody's been playing this game on the conservatives for a long time. And now that the conservatives have caught on and are waking up, yeah, I believe in the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and I believe in freedom of speech and rights and freedom of assembly and freedom of religion, except in my district when Gavin Newsom tells me it's not okay.
Yeah.
Well, and this is something that we see all across the board. This is something to where people need to start standing up. People need to start researching the candidates that they have, because for far too long, if they have an R next to their name, they get a vote. If they have a D next to their name, they get a vote.
Right.
It's how you wind up having the trans anarchist Satanist win the Republican Party nomination. Then I think it was Arizona. And you end up seeing this happen because, I mean, shoot, it's a super blue place. They'll just vote for whoever has the R next to their name without knowing who.
Yeah, even though if you look at their track record, they're Democrats.
Yeah.
And back to the local recall, let the people decide. That's all we're asking, is to go on a ballot so people can decide and have their voice heard. That's all we're asking.
You know, it goes to exactly what we've learned over the time. First they go, shut up and go home, little boy. You don't know what you're talking about. We, the smart people, need to do it. And then once you get past that one, then it's like, well, you know, you better not show up here anymore, and we might send people out to threaten you. and then the third stage is, hey, do you got anything that you, do we have anything that you need? Do you need like a permit? Because, you know, I can make things happen for you. So, you know, all you got to do is, you know, get off that recall train a little bit. You know, maybe advertise against them, decline to sign, you know. and then we're almost to the stage where it's like, you know, they're avoiding us and now they're going to be begging for mercy pretty soon. Well, maybe not. Maybe they'll go along quietly and off into the night.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
No, some of them are very arrogant.
Well, it could be that.
I'm sorry, some of them are very arrogant and think they're above the law, and, you know.
Well, they might be begging for mercy. I didn't do it. I swear to God, I didn't take the money.
It wasn't me across the fire line. It was somebody else.
Yeah. So, with that said, we have a few more things on the agenda. I would like to talk a little bit about race for governor. I mean, now we're on the subject of elections. I don't know about you, but I haven't made up my mind about anybody yet. But I want to make sure that we don't split the vote and we get Newsom out of there, number one. And then have you seen this thing where they're talking about
mail-in ballots?
The mail-in ballots, how the holes line up so they can tell who you're voting, whether you're voting for Newsom staying in or not.
I haven't seen that one. I tried it.
Mine doesn't line up.
I don't know. Again, it might be disinformation. I just look at it. It's just like all this stuff starts coming out, you know, and anything to twist everything up. But
well, and there's so much that's bad that's out there that it seems like we always get mixed up with these things, like the whole Sharpie thing and otherwise, to keep us not focused on the real things.
Right.
So the real thing is, I think they're trying. I'll need to check it out and see if they're actually done it yet. But they want it to be to where you can print off your ballot and use your own envelope and send in your ballot from your home.
No problem here.
No problem in California.
No problem.
And let me see if that already went through, because I think it did. But I don't want to misinform anybody.
Sure. Well, here's something that we should talk about, though, is this FBI thing. Let me see if I can get
which
this.
FBI thing. There's a lot of FBI things going on.
Okay, so it seems that on Tucker Carlson on Friday, and I was just looking at this, and this come off from the Bill Still report, and you got to take everything with a grain of salt, but evidently the FBI just exonerated a large group of people on the supposed insurrection on January 6th. Interestingly enough, that they got 20 people that they're just not going to prosecute.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 20 people that were involved in the insurrection, the leaders, seems like most of them work for the FBI.
Yeah.
And you got to go, huh? What? So what they're saying now is that there was no insurrection. There was no organized thing. There was no, you know, this wasn't. Now, in context, you got to understand what else was going on that day in Congress.
Wasn't there something about the votes?
Yeah. You know, they were supposed to go through and decide whether there was fraudulent acts committed in the election of...
Well, it was going to be the first time the American people were actually going to be able to hear what was going on with all this evidence. You know, the 50-something cases that were brought before the court, six of them, I believe, were Trump's. And we had all of these cases that were dismissed on standing, not on the merits of what the actual material was. And so that was the question that we always had. If the people don't have standing, if the people running don't have standing, if the states have standing.
Yeah. Who does? Who has standing? Okay, so who got harmed? Wow. You know, and it's looking like it's going to get uglier and uglier and uglier on this election thing because, you know, I mean, it's pretty much common sense at this point. Biden's the most popular president in the history of the country, right?
Well, and so
it depends on how you define that.
Yeah.
You know, there could be a couple different definitions.
Well,
of that.
He is very popular with the Taliban these days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, when you just leave all your tanks and arms and stuff for the enemy that's supposed to be your
enemy. The worst president we've ever had. I mean, you know.
While he daughters off into the White House so we can have another ice cream. I mean, what?
I'll mention this real quick, and then we can talk about some of that. But this is from the California Globe. As of August 8th, California's Secretary of State devises print-your-own-ballot-from-home program. Has California Secretary of State Shirley Weber invented a print-your-own-ballot-from-home program just in time for September 14th recall election of Governor Gavin Newsom, or has the program been around but not promoted until now? The Globe received a tip from a source about the remote access vote-by-mail RAVBM system. It turns out the remote access vote by mail system, which appears to have been created for the November 3rd, 2020 election, allows voters to mark their selections under their own compatible technology to vote independently and privately in the comfort of their own home. It appears to be published, but not menu listed page. Are they hiding it on purpose? And how many ballots in the 2020 general election were cast by these make your own ballot selection process? And these are the things that we need to know. We need to know what is actually going on in our voter integrity system.
So
cheat from home. CFH system. You can have multiple ballots even if you want. You just keep hitting the button over and over again.
And no problem putting those through the machines or anything.
Well, and we don't know. I mean, so that's the problem on it is theoretically you could print or copy or do anything else. It's just on standard paper. I mean, where is the integrity? Where is the seals to say, hey, this got sent out to this person?
These guys would never cheat. Come on. I mean, we ought to just set it up to where it's a game. You know, whoever wins the game is the president now.
Yeah, who could cheat the most? Is that it?
Well, I mean,
the better cheater?
They could get their skins and the Fortnite thing. Whatever they do, and then you gotta storm the castle, you know, and then whoever gets the sword of the green sword of destiny or something, you know, I mean they're president now.
I mean, you'd probably have better people if we just make it something like physically challenging, like a death race or something like that, where you just got to run through the gauntlets, and whoever is the last one surviving wins. I mean. You might get a few dictators out of the process, but you know what? They earned it at least.
The governor game. The governor games. You know, they could have a little tweet. You know, and...
whack the governor.
Whack-a-gov.
Whack-a-gov.
The articles that are going to be produced out of this context are going to be profoundly beautiful.
Yeah. So I haven't been able to keep up with the chat room here, but... I'll try to read it during the break. But we are going to come back and we're going to talk. I'm going to play this little bit of a clip here from Tucker Carlson about the January 6th that was not an insurrection.
And about our good old FBI.
Yeah, you know, the guys that are solid. You know, those are the solid guys.
Well, And so what's really interesting to me about that whole process is that, yes, it appears that most of these organizations, the leadership appeared to have been either informants or working with the FBI, and they had been organizing these events. However, in their documentation that they said, there was actually no plans for these people to break in and to do what they did. Now, they had said that there was some discussion on it, but it wasn't like a plan that they had come up with. I mean, you can say anything's discussion.
You know, and they're going to show it on here. You know, remember the picture of the guys scaling the wall at the Capitol?
Yeah.
With the staircases that go up both sides on the ends of that?
Mm-hmm.
So why are they scaling the wall and taking photo ops while they go up the wall when there's staircases on both sides of them? It's like something out of a Blues Brothers movie. Come on. As they're rappelling off the stupid top of the buildings, you know, insane. I guess we're
going
to
that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530.
What was I supposed to see? I can't see anything. I feel like I'm
604567.
I feel like I'm a gecko in a terrarium with these lights on me. Just saying.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Through, Travis.
And with that,
yes, we're going to go to the break. Yes,
we're going to the break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
She fell asleep, but they scream woke. We're distracted by vaccines and TV shows. Politics, celebrity, gossip, popular, neat quotes. Black lives, white lives, which lives mean most? We only dedicate one day to remember our fallen soldiers, the men and women who died young.
But if you come out the closet as Caitlyn Jenner, you're a hero and you get a whole Pride Month. The most dangerous pandemic's propaganda from these clowns. Only mask that's gonna save us is duct tape on their mouths. Don't speak. We don't need to defund police, need to defund the media who lies through their teeth like Big Pharma doesn't cure you, dog, cause every patient that gets cured is a customer lost. And Big Oil runs the world, the only wars to get fought are with the countries who have natural resources they want. Heard him claiming if a white man braids his hair and likes rap, he's appropriating culture. But if a white man acts too white, he's white trash, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a monster. Let's just have the conversation. Not every liberal is dumb, not all Republicans are racist. The government wants everybody fighting with their neighbors because they know that if we get along, we'll probably go against them.
They can't stop us because we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us. But we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, it ain't you against me.
How did monkeys become people and people turned into sheep? They put fluoride in the water that's keeping us all asleep. Claim they want what's best for us, I find it hard to believe. Cause they've been selling us cigarettes since we was 18. Fake news, fake woke, distract and divide. You're either right or you're left or you're black or you're white. Big tech don't need a microchip to hack in your life. Cause the phone inside your pocket is a tracking device. And I don't know what I'm more sick of. Rappers or Joe Biden looking like he ate 100 Xanax for dinner. Cause censoring the president and kicking him off Twitter is a bigger threat to freedom than foreign ballistic missiles. You don't trust the police or the government, but you want people giving up the right to own a firearm. Why would you be comfortable if police and the government the only people on the planet with the right to buy a gun? White privilege getting amplified to reinforce division. It convinces white people that they're favored by their skin, and black people getting angry because they're told they're treated different. So the conflict is between us and never with the system. Let's just have the conversation. Not every liberal is dumb, not all Republicans are racist. The government wants everybody fighting with their neighbors because they know that if we get along, we'll probably go against them.
They can't stop us because we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us, but we won't let them.
Another hit from Tom McDonald there.
Yep, that's his latest one called Brainwash.
Yeah, wow, yeah, nothing can...
I like that song.
Yeah. No, I mean, good grief. Does it, I mean, it's so truthful.
Well, it is. All of his stuff is. And it's interesting because, I mean, this is a guy who, Nova Rockefeller is his girlfriend and she produces all of his videos. It's just him and her. They're the only two people that are doing it.
Pretty good job because probably nobody else will touch him because they don't want to.
Well, that was the thing. It's golden handcuffs. Yeah. So Nova actually used to be in a big band. Tom had actually had opportunities to be able to get signed by labels, but they wouldn't let him do the music that he was doing.
They're censoring everything. Has anybody noticed it, or is it just me? You know, I mean, I posted a joke on Biden. Talking about the only president with this and that and this and his son's a crackhead. And, you know, it was a joke, kind of. I mean, it doesn't matter what you put up there, you know, you're being irresponsible and it's only a half-truth. You know, it's like if I said George Washington's horse was white, they would come back saying, well, he had a brown one too, so that's a half-truth.
No, he had a gray tail. You lying dog.
Yeah, he must be conservative. And a racist, too, because if he was gray, you know, I mean, you're not taking, the gender thing. And or was he a gelding? Could have been a stallion, but not a gelding. But, you know, that
it's
case.
Not a fact.
He's not a mare.
Not a fact. Facebook says
just ridiculous.
Not a fact.
Yeah, it's so anytime that you're getting hit with the censorship, and people are starting to get knocked off of YouTube and Facebook, and you know where the exodus is going towards Telegram, Gab, Rumble, BitChute. I'm not familiar with everything over there yet, but I'm dabbling in it and catching myself up to speed because when you go from one platform to the other, you got to figure out where all the buttons are. There's Wimkin,
you on Gitter also.
Yeah, so, but I think we're going to coalesce on the one that probably operates the best at some point.
Well, I think really what, and actually this might be a good idea for somebody out there with the skills and talent, if we could have a way to aggregate
all of these things
into one place.
That would be nice.
Well, as long as it wasn't under one place that controlled everything.
Well, so that's the thing. So if you had a method to be able to have all of these accounts and you could post to it and then all your replies. So like how on the videos on the Restream platform that I'm using, I have a chat that will go across all of the different platforms. Well, if you had that, you could basically figure out, hey, this platform's actually succeeding, but it also would be a good avenue as well to bar censorship.
We need to work on that because we were working on a chat room thing for Gab, and I just couldn't quite get it to work for me. I don't know. I got really spotty, bad internet at the house lately. I'm waiting for Starlink. I'm on the list, you know. I've been on the list for like 6 months, you know.
Dude, I was on that list for the first 2 days.
And me too. As soon as I heard about it, man, I'm in. But they're saying after I checked it the other day that I can't get in until like October, November or something. You know?
It's incredible, though. So my average.
Thanks for telling me that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What a guy.
I think I did mention it to you.
No, I don't think mentioning is the proper word. I think you rubbed it into my something is the proper.
Yeah, he's rubbed it in every time he talks about it.
I know.
Dude, it's
you don't
good.
Have Starlink?
It's good.
Loser?
No, well, I mean, there's a lot bigger people than I am. I mean, Tim Pool, he's been trying to get Starlink out there for a while.
I don't know how you got it so quickly. I guess you're just lucky then, huh?
Oh, I had been on the list. I had been watching it.
He probably knew that the day that Musk came out with the damn thing. And
yeah.
Yeah. He got on the list as soon as they opened up the
Dude, internet. This is my generation. I live in the middle of nowhere. I mean, what am I going to do without internet?
Go swimming?
That's too much work.
grow some food? I don't know.
Well, that I've already got working on. But.
Okay. So I want to get to this FBI story real quick, because we do have a guest at the top of the hour, and
we do.
I'm not sure what his last name is or how to pronounce it, but we'll get there.
Is it French?
I'm not sure. It could be Russian. It could be Polish.
I think he's in the chat Czech? Room. I think he's in the chat room. Maybe he can enlighten us a little bit. Yeah, it's like Sally said, her YouTube account was terminated on Saturday. She's on Rumble. But I think I saw him in the chat room, and maybe he can. Yeah, I think he's the one that says brainwashed on it. Just a couple of bubbles up. Okay, so I want to get this played.
No, that's me.
Oh, is that you? What the heck are you talking about?
So hey, ask the name of the song.
Oh, brainwashed.
Did you have a Biden moment there?
Hello?
Are we speaking Bidenese now?
Nah, there'd be a lot more ums, ahs, and you know
what I'm saying. I was my butt. A bit handsome, hey-o. You know, shibbidow, something
ice cream.
We could probably do like one of those videos where you turn it to music, like James Brown. A shibbidow, you know. sitting in the White House. Wow. No, never mind.
Not that much energy. Okay, you gotta bring the energy down.
I tried. I'm cringed out. But
I mean, here's the problem. Right
okay,
now.
We're gonna get
what,
to
what,
this
the
video.
Problem with
we're
what?
Gonna get this video. So he's say it now because I'm ready to hit this button.
79 years old, and he still thinks he can give good speeches. And the problem is he's not there to do it. In fact, I could bring up some clips and some things like that recently.
Oh, we
could
play some clips forever. Yeah, he'd be, hey, come on out back. I'll beat the crap out of you.
Well,
you know,
back
you
when know, he was like, talking about
as he dawdles
pop,
over and trips
so
over
yeah,
the
yeah, he goes out the door. He goes, why am I out here?
He goes, who are you?
What? Huh? Never seen you before.
Hey, you want to have a push-up contest? Well, first I gotta pull my pants up and show my hairy legs before we do it because
we have to go
you
there.
Wipe the hair down and it kind of stands back up in the sunlight.
That is so gross.
Oh my gosh, you got
so
it.
Gross.
Just saying. Okay, so this clip is about the FBI. This comes from the Still Report, Bill Still. And we need to play this because it's kind of important just to understand because these guys have been taking this narrative and lying about it since January 6th.
No.
Okay? And anybody who challenges the narrative that the election wasn't fair and Joe is the most popular president in the history of the country, I mean, I can't even say that without going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because, oh, he's a great campaigner. No, he's a great orator, and his speeches are so profound. And then he filled up stadiums. No. Boat regattas. There were like boats out in the harbor with flags that said F. I know, said Biden and everything. It's comical.
I'll take crap that didn't happen for 200, please.
Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round, Joe. So here we go. Let's play this.
Coup. Unless you watched Tucker Carlson's show on Friday night, you did not get the news that the propaganda, the MSM and the DNC have been feeding the general public concerning the January 6th Capitol riot has now been fact-checked by no less than the FBI and found to be a political fiction to serve their political goals. This is a stunning development. Typically politically motivated disinformation simply disappears off the radar screen of the MSM, never to be brought to a final conclusion. But not this whopper. But the reason the FBI had to come clean on the truth of the Capitol riot was to prevent a far more damning truth from coming out.
So as a rule, federal law enforcement agencies like the FBI are not in the business of exonerating people. That is definitely not their job. Their job is to investigate crimes, gather evidence, and provide that evidence to prosecutors. That's how our criminal justice system works. You are innocent until proven guilty. That's the whole point. So the FBI doesn't declare you innocent. That's the assumption we all get from the beginning. The Constitution makes that very clear. Again, it's the whole point of our justice system. So it's worth paying attention when the FBI makes a point of exonerating large groups of people, no matter who those people are. And that happened today when several FBI sources told Reuters that, in fact, January 6th was not an insurrection after all. According to Reuters, there won't be, quote, any charges alleging that any individual or group played a central role in organizing or leading the riot. So there was no plan to overturn the election. There was no coordination at all. As one law enforcement source told Reuters, quote, 90 to 95% of these are one-off cases. Then you have 5% maybe of these militia groups that were more closely organized. But there was no grand scheme with Roger Stone and Alex Jones and all of these people to storm the Capitol and take hostages. Therefore, don't expect any more charges for conspiracy or sedition or anything like that. Huh? What is this? Since when does the FBI go out of its way to leak information exonerating Roger Stone and Alex Jones? What is going on here? As a threshold matter, it's worth remembering what the FBI was claiming for the last 8 months. On January 30th of this year, the FBI planted this story in the Washington Post, one of many. Quote, FBI probe of U.S. Capitol riot finds evidence detailing coordination of an assault. Meanwhile, every national security expert, including the former FBI director, repeated that line verbatim on television for the entire year.
What we're learning about how the insurrection was planned and new warnings about the threat we still face.
You really don't end up with a crowd of that size, of that direction, of that cohesiveness without a significant degree of pre-planning.
Every law enforcement leader has said that this was coordinated and planned.
All the witnesses agreeing this was planned. This was a planned, coordinated attack.
Yeah. These were not tourists. These were not misfits. This was an organized insurrection, and all the images that you're showing prove that.
There's no doubt there were at least some conspiracies, people wandering around exercising their First Amendment rights. Don't bring ropes and ladders and sledgehammers to a spontaneous event. This was a planned assault, as if going after a castle.
The second I saw this picture, I knew it would.
I'm going to stop there. Do you know, that was James Comey. Nobody's homie Comey. You know, the guy that was fired by Trump. No dog in the hunt there, huh? Yeah, he's on the news as a commentator instead of in prison, you know, banging his tin cup against the bars, which is where he should be. So we're talking about this picture here. This picture is the picture of the guys scaling the wall on the front of the Capitol. But I guess if you just take your picture and you cut off the edges so that you can't see the staircases, it looks, again, like a Blues Brothers movie. So I'm going to play a little more here and then we'll move on.
Staged by the left or the FBI or deep state or whatever you want to call them. Having been to many Trump rallies, Trump people would never act like this. And what's the point of scaling a wall like a lefty rock climber anyway? Look at this picture. There are gentle, elegant steps on either sides of these show-offs. Easy to get up to the Capitol. No, you don't have to climb a wall. This was a staged photograph to perfectly fit in with the planned narrative that former FBI Director James Comey and others would repeat. It was a planned assault like on a castle. Exactly. And that's not what Trump people would ever, ever do. Why? Because it would be disrespectful to our nation's capital. And there was absolutely no practical reason to do it other than create a set-up photo to run in the newspapers around the world the next day. Why? To encourage the notion that Trump people were dangerous and needed to be dealt with harshly.
There's no doubt there were at least some conspiracies, people wandering around exercising their First Amendment rights. Don't bring ropes and ladders and sledgehammers to a spontaneous event. This was a planned assault, as if going after a castle.
These people are so dishonest. What they don't want to admit is that the people who were there that day thought the election was stolen from them. Why did they think that? Because the way that we vote was changed at the last minute using COVID as a pretext. Because the tech companies working at the behest of the Democratic National Committee shut down opposition online to the Democratic candidate. Is that a fair election? If that were happening in Hungary, would we say that's totally fine, that's cool, that's democracy? No. And every American knew that, and some of them were mad enough to go to Washington, and some misbehaved and broke the law. We're not defending that. But the idea that this was coordinated by white supremacists, no. It was Americans who believed in democracy until they saw it thwarted by the people you just saw on TV. So now the FBI admits there was no insurrection. Every normal person knew that at the time. Chewbacca guy wasn't leading a plot to overthrow the U.S. government. What a lie. So what is going on here? Well, keep in mind this. The FBI has never stated, publicly or otherwise, how many of its agents or proxies were involved that day.
My guess is every one of these rock climbers were just that, FBI agents or proxies.
It's pretty clear if there was organization going on, some of it came from the feds. That's true. We were attacked for saying it, but it's true. Court filings from the DOJ show the government identified many alleged ringleaders of the insurrection, but weirdly, those people were never charged. Those ringleaders appear to have been working for the FBI, and there were a lot of them. In all, Revolver News has reported that there are, quote, upwards of 20 unindicted co-conspirators on the January 6th indictments, all playing various roles in the conspiracy who have not been charged for virtually the same activities, and in some cases, much, much more severe activities, as those named alongside them in the indictments, end quote. That's not some whack job right-wing opinion. You can check the indictments for yourself if you want, and you should. So the question is, how many of those unindicted co-conspirators were working for the DOJ? That's a good question, one that nobody seems interested in answering. Dick Cheney's daughter's out there every day demanding that we have this investigation. Adam Kinzinger cried about it on TV, but they don't want to answer that question. Why is that exactly? Well, today's announcement from the FBI guarantees that none of those ringleaders will ever be charged. Oh, that means if they were working for the FBI, if they were agents or informants, like the leaders of the plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan, for example, there's now a very good chance we will never know. Maybe that's the point. None of this means the DOJ is going to stop prosecuting political dissidents, however. They're full speed ahead on that. Just today, the DOJ, the Biden administration, announced is charging a host at InfoWars, a man called Owen Schroyer, with several federal crimes, including, quote, entering a restricted area on January 6th. Well, that sounds bad. What did Owen Schroyer do? He didn't go inside the Capitol building on January 6th. He stood on the Capitol steps with hundreds of other people. He didn't even loot Macy's like Black Lives Matter. He just stood there on the Capitol steps, a building he thought he owned as an American citizen. What's going on here exactly? Well, Owen Schroyer's real crime appeared to have occurred in December of 2019 when he shouted mean things to Jerry Nadler during a congressional hearing. The DOJ accused him of disorderly conduct and told him never go near the Capitol again. You don't want to hurt Jerry Nadler's feelings. He disobeyed. Now he's going to jail on Monday.
all starts to make sense, doesn't it? All starts to fall into place. The big smear setup, isn't it? These guys never do that stuff. I can remember this as far back as the Tea Party. Remember the AstroTurf thing? And then all of a sudden, all the Tea Parties couldn't get their 501c3 status, and they were the terrorists, and they were homophobics, and they were racists, and all of that turned out to be complete BS.
Well, and it's interesting when you end up looking at what's taking place. So you have stuff that's exonerating Alex Jones, which I've long said, hey, there's something fishy going on with Alex Jones, and how when the Hunter Biden laptop story comes out, he releases some portions of true information prior to the actual story being released by the New York Post.
Right.
And then he has other information in it that's clearly false. And then next thing you know, the fact checkers have a day before the story is released to go through and say false information, it's all fake, this is fake, this is fake. And then when the actual story drops, oh, that's fake.
Right.
We already know that's fake.
That's how they do it. I mean, it's the smear, wraparound smear that they used on us here locally. These guys are expert politicians at smearing and plotting and you know. And here's the thing. Go check it out. This can all be sourced. Go to the court filings if you don't believe any of this stuff. If somebody comes up with something that I need to look at, I'm looking at. I'm not a big fan of Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. I don't listen to him at all.
I think Tucker's pretty good. I think he's one of the only good people that are on Fox. But
I like Maria Bartiromo too. She seems to be a straight shooter too. But I guess it depends on the subject matter, you know.
I mean, a lot of it though, when you really want to start breaking it down and start getting to the facts of the matter, you want to start going to the original source materials on everything. And that's what I think people need to do. You need to start going to the sources rather than having this second garbled opinion of whatever ends up coming through, because then you're playing a game of telephone.
Well, and with so much information coming at you so fast, the average guy can't do that. Even us that try to vet as much as we can't do that because there's too much to do. But you can check this stuff out and research it. You know, you have a little bit of a pet project here and there where you go in and you source the documents or you look at it. I mean, what else do you got to do? You don't have anything else to do but go online anyway, so that's what you're doing. You're sourcing all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I, on the other hand, have too many things to do.
I was going to say, who has nothing to do but go online and play around?
But I don't take their word for it, is the whole point.
Yeah.
You have to look at this with an eye of skepticism, no matter where it's coming from, and say, okay, what's going on here? And you can check these things out and don't believe the guys that are necessarily pushing it. But I'll tell you what, I'll say one thing. I don't believe anything coming out of the media, mainstream media, the Democrats, any of that anymore. None of it. And the rhinos, all of it. I don't believe anything that comes out of their mouth anymore.
Even these Republican channels, a lot
rhinos,
of them.
Rhinos, all of it.
I mean, a lot of them, you end up seeing these stories that are verifiably false with the same narrative as these other guys do.
Right.
And it seems like, hey, we'll go ahead and give you this one and let this one slide. No, I mean, we've got serious things that are going on here, and when you can actually start digging down, you can basically end up seeing the future because you can see exactly what they end up saying they're going to do.
Let's take the next one.
Well,
we have
a caller.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
All right. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning.
What you got?
Hey, if anybody would like a old-fashioned wanted poster, like they used to put it in the post offices, you can get a color poster of Wanted for Treason with Biden's picture on it and McDonald's printing on Bocelli. It's in the same parking lot as Bowling. I had one made for me, and they said they'd be glad to make one up. It's only five bucks a piece, and that is a good morale booster for people, because everywhere I go, I get laughter and thumbs up, and people want to know where I had them made.
Yeah.
McDonald's printing on Bocelli. $5 one poster.
Well, thanks, Troy. We appreciate
the
call.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks
for
holding.
Bye.
So let's take the last 4 minutes, because we've got a guest in the studio here and we'll have to get to him. But let's talk about Afghanistan as quickly as we possibly can. Maybe we can get some more of it later on. But, they're having some follow-up stories with this.
Okay, so the rundown on this, I have a lot of friends who are in the military, and I'm hearing that they're already getting orders to get dispatched back into Afghanistan. And there's some conversations to where it seems like they wanted us to stay in Afghanistan. They didn't want us to leave. So we ended up pulling air support after spending 20 years training these Afghani soldiers over there how to actually fight with air support. And that was the main way that they were fighting. So when we pulled that, they basically had all their training go out the window and say, now what do we do? And so you ended up seeing these cases to where these people were forced to help the Americans. We were there for 20 years. The kid that died on the landing gear, he was 19 years old. He was born into a world to where America is occupying this area. We had plenty of time to evacuate the people that helped us and needed to be out of there. Now, right here, I'm seeing that Biden has confirmed there's 15,000 American citizens that are trying to flee Afghanistan. My numbers are actually saying it's closer to about $69,000 or 69,000 people.
Yeah.
And the Nazarene Fund also has another thing that I think people have to be aware of, because in their last cycle, they ended up having a period of time to where they started putting the religions that people are on their identifications. And so there are between 3,000 and 5,000 Christians with their identifications.
They're going to cut us off. We're at the top of the hour.
I'm just going to say, I got a story here. 20 children hostage, and they give their fathers 4 hours to surrender. They're going to kill them.
Yeah.
It's the Taliban.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. We do have a guest in the next hour. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Because together we will stand every boy, every girl, and a man.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Tropical storm Henri has made landfall in Rhode Island. Though downgraded from a hurricane, Henri is still packing wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour in some areas as it moves inland, and it's a danger to anybody in its way. President Biden plans to provide a public update on Afghanistan later today. He's also meeting with his national security team. The British military says 7 Afghan citizens have been killed today in a panic crush of people trying to enter Kabul's international airport. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis says the U.S. did not follow normal military procedures in the Afghan withdrawal.
Doctrinally, we would always extricate civilians and then embassy staff. And then, of course, much of our equipment. And the last would be the people with weapons, the Army personnel, Marines, and so forth. That's precisely what did not happen.
McGinnis is a retired Army lieutenant colonel. Approval polls are declining for the team in the White House generally, including the vice president, news correspondent Bernie Bennett.
According to a Rasmussen Report survey, 55% of likely voters say the former senator from California is either not qualified or not at all qualified to assume the duties of the presidency. By contrast, 43% consider Harris qualified or very qualified to be commander-in-chief. The same poll found in April that 49% of likely voters said Harris was qualified to become president, though 51% of voters had an unfavorable impression of her. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says the toll from this month's magnitude 7.2 earthquake has grown to more than 2,200 people, with about 350 still officially missing. The agency said today that more than 12,000 people were hurt by the tremor and nearly 53,000 houses flattened. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan, or increase our monthly payment too much, or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
San Francisco's district attorney, Chelsea Boudin, says he is suing 3 California companies that make and distribute so-called ghost guns.
They're the untraceable build-it-yourself weaponry that accounted for nearly half the firearms recovered in San Francisco gun killings last year. The suit alleges the companies violated state laws that require them to apply for serial numbers and that they misled consumers into believing the weapons were legal. The suit comes as opponents are pursuing a recall campaign against Boudin over his handling of crime. Critics say Boudin is intolerably lenient, while supporters say he's following through on promises to reform systemic inequities in criminal justice. Jeremy House reporting.
A 2-year-old filly got loose before a race at a Kentucky track yesterday and ran onto the highway along cars before being apprehended. Nobody got hurt. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Major League Baseball is ending a 70-year relationship with trading card producer Topps.
The move comes after MLB and the Players Union agreed to a new partnership with a rival. The loss of the Major League partnership immediately scuttled a deal announced earlier this year that would have made Topps a publicly traded company. Topps, formed in 1938, is best known for baseball cards, but it also produces products for a number of other pro sports leagues, and it has a confections division.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Today is Sunday, August the 22nd, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including a guy that was on a lot of those Topps baseball cards, Hall of Famer Carl Yastrzemski, 82 years old today. Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Bill Parcells turns 80. Celebrated writer and producer David Chase is 76 years old, as is CBS newsman Steve Croft. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Pretty much there. I don't care what you think of me at this point. You know, you can pound sand and go to the beach or whatever, you know, float your boat. Because I'm interested in the truth. I'm interested in real things. And I'll tell you what, we are not getting it from the mainstream media or our elected officials. So I've got, I talked to my guest. And I know I'm going to butcher your name because
it's Joe. This is Joe.
Joe, and your last name is Joe?
Andrzejewski.
Okay. That's going to be burned in my memory for about three seconds.
Good job. Some people say just A to Z. It's very simple.
There you go. A to Z. That's perfect.
Yeah, we can do that.
We can remember that. So I saw you at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and that's why I wanted you to come on. We didn't have time to talk because you were talking to somebody else, so I gave you a card. But what I was most interested in is your reasoning for the not wanting to get the shots as far as the adverse reaction, the long-term effects, and all of that. I mean,
can we, before he speaks, at what Board of Supervisor meeting and what –
Well, the one here in Reading, obviously.
Well, I know, but was this the one where all of the Board of Supervisors were present?
Yes. It wasn't this past Tuesday where only one person showed up, Patrick Jones, but it was the week before everybody showed up. I decided to go down to see what was going on, just primarily to listen. But then I heard a couple get up and speak, and the gross misinformation that was being propagated to the board, there was something inside of me that just, it couldn't be silent anymore.
I heard you. I was absolutely thought you were spot on, articulate, understood the subject matter. And so what are your credentials so that we can tell the listeners out there, you know, why do you know anything about anything?
Yeah, I've been a nurse for 15 years. I graduated from Johns Hopkins nursing. I was an ICU nurse in Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. Slowly moved out this way towards the west. While I was in Indiana, I learned how to do open heart recovery. Here locally in Reading, I did open heart recovery for 4 years. And for the past two, I've been working in the operating room and periodically helping out in the ICU.
So he does have a little bit of a medical background.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Unlike me, who has zero, you know. So I'm trying to, you know, wind my way through this morass of information, and I'm not getting the vax at this point because I don't trust anybody anymore. I don't trust the CDC, Fauci, you know, mask on, mask off, two masks, you know, the kids need to be masked and they don't need to be masked. Take the jab now, you know, and, gee, we won't report any of the adverse reactions. Because that would go against the narrative, but the vaccine is completely harmless and safe, right?
Well, absolutely, it's not completely. Mostly, it is. Okay. Mostly, for most people, they have it. They might have some flu type reaction, and then they go on their way. They have no issue with it. But there is a certain subset that we are seeing over and over, like younger adult males having issues with myocarditis, pericarditis. So you're seeing some people that get thrombocytopenia. I remember in January, there was actually a doctor from Florida who had developed thrombocytopenia, and he had blood vessels that burst in his hands and his feet, and 12 days later he had died from a hemorrhagic stroke.
Okay, so, can you say those so everybody understands those terms exactly in plain English, not medical? Kind of what it means? I know, but
yes,
can you?
For sure. So myocarditis is the inflammation of the heart. When your heart gets damaged, those are long-term effects. Now, mind you, once again, you're seeing these happen in a small group. It's not the overwhelming majority. Otherwise, we would all know this. The FDA, you would hope, would completely cut it off. I am actually surprised they haven't at least paused the vaccinations. I know they did it with the Johnson & Johnson a couple months ago. They paused it for a few weeks because of the clots that were developing.
My understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that this particular not vaccine emergency treatment had more adverse reaction than all of the other vaccines combined.
That's what, according to Bears, that's what it's saying. The gross data is saying that especially when you're talking about death or severe adverse reactions, like some of the things I had mentioned, in the past 15 years, there has been more in the past 6 months or 8 months than prior 15 years when the Bears report.
That makes me feel much safer.
Yeah.
Okay, so the thing that really drew me to what you were saying in the Board of Supervisors meeting was the natural immunity thing. And you have a much higher degree of adverse reactions being possible by already having the COVID and having your immune system actually functioning properly.
Yeah, they're seeing about 2 to 4 times more side effects if you have had COVID and then got the shot. You know, obviously that's not for everybody, but there's definitely an increased risk. And the question for, like, myself, where I personally have antibodies, I checked them this past week, and I had COVID last December. So, the long-term immunity, it's you're seeing it roll out. Every time a research paper comes out, they first said, oh, you have immunity for through 3 to 4 months. And then the next time another research paper, oh, you have immunity for 5 to 6 months.
Well,
and now here we are 8 months later.
What I'm hearing is that once you have this immunity, it's better than any vaccine period across the board long term.
Correct. And that's the concern. There was a recent study that the CDC put out on their website. It was an August 6th study from Kentucky. And this study, unfortunately, even there's confounding factors in that study, and personally I think it was a crap study. I think it was just to say that if you're vaccinated you're 2 times better coverage, but the number of people that they used for the vaccinated section in that study was 50 people. Whereas if you look at a study that came out of Israel, that these are gross numbers, that it was 6 million people, 5.1 million were vaccinated, and out of that 5.1 million, 3,000 people got reinfected that were hospitalized. Out of the 800,000 people, only 72 people were reinfected. So it's a much lower percentage. I think it was 0.0086%.
See, here's my issue. My spidey sense is going off big time here, okay?
Right.
Let's see. The only answer to everything is get vaxxed, get a jab. The only answer to the lockdowns is get jabbed. The only answer to everything seems to be get jabbed. Have your freedom back, get jabbed. That has a I have a real problem with that because I had COVID too.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I have never felt better since I had it. And, so I was concentrating on vitamin, D, zinc, C. I took grapefruit seed extract.
Right.
Colloidal silver just for the GP.
Right, right. Well, you think about this past year, everything, we've only had three options. It's been fear, suffering, vaccine.
Right.
Fear, suffering, vaccine. Instead of hope, early treatment, and immune wellness. And you were focusing on the immune wellness with your vitamin D. All of us could lose weight.
Hey,
metabolic,
cut it out.
I'm in that category also. So all of us, metabolic syndrome, trying to decrease that element, which is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, things of that nature. We all want to be able to live healthier lives, but that hasn't been the messaging. It has been, fear, suffering, vaccine. And
you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
So my question is this. Do I have a better chance of doing having a long-term natural immunity and not taking the jab and taking a chance on getting it because the death rate is so low?
Right.
Okay. As opposed to getting the jab where you're seeing that the percentages of adverse reactions and death and whatever happens to be is actually higher than if I just boosted my immunity and took some natural herbs to...
If you've already experienced COVID, you are covered, and you're going to see more and more information come out to back that up. It's unfortunate that there has been only one size fits all. There is no medicine that's one size fits all.
Right.
There is no vaccine that's one size fits all, and we're seeing that. We see it every single year that there are adverse effects to all vaccines.
Right.
So there is not a single magic bullet. Fauci opined last week or the week before, I want a single pill that has low toxicity, that has low interaction with other drugs, and that will decrease the virus, an antiviral. That's what he wants. He wants a single pill. But if you look at it right now, you look at ivermectin, vitamin D,
hydroxychloroquine,
zinc. You look at these medications in
conjunction.
Cheap. They're cheap. They're readily available. We can be able to use these things. There was a study out of Argentina that had 1,200 people, 800 healthcare workers and 400 other healthcare workers. Out of the 800 healthcare workers, they gave ivermectin as a prophylactic. The 400, they didn't. They didn't do anything. 57% of those individuals got COVID. Out of the 800 of the individuals that took ivermectin prophylactically, how many you think got it?
None.
Five?
None.
None. Wow, and this is all because Trump said, take hydroxychloroquine. And we go back, and the guy got sick on Friday. He was back in the office on Monday.
He got the monoclonal antibodies. He got first-rate treatment. He got rehydration. He got early treatment is the key to this. We could have avoided so many hundreds of thousands
deaths.
Of deaths,
yes,
if we just did early treatment. And there was just such a resistance. And I think part of it gets into this
political
whole FDA approval. If you have actual treatment on the books that is treating people well enough, you can't get a vaccine through.
Right.
Isn't
that part of everything, though? Early treatment, education, and early treatment. If you have that and take your health on that level,
yeah,
then
and
we wouldn't have
prevention.
Such a problem with any of the diseases across the board, not just COVID.
When I'm being shoved to the cliff with the rest of the lemmings, and I turn around and start running the other way, and everybody calls me a nutcase, you know, I don't care anymore.
Right.
of course. So, but I saw right away this was politically driven, you know, because of Trump, because of, you know, I don't know, Fauci just happens to have stock, has actually funded the Wuhan virus through a nonprofit, you know, has stock in Pfizer, you know. I mean, when you start connecting all the dots, and I don't know if every one of those dots is absolutely carved in stone, true and correct.
Right.
But when I start getting the overall perception that this is a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
And there is a great concern. Public health medicine is based on one big word, trust. And if you don't have trust, you don't have the confidence that people are going to follow your lead. And currently, when you have individuals that are forcing you, that
coercing
this is
coercion.
For myself, I'm in a position. Get the jab or lose your job. That is a scary proposition for me because I'm a father. I have six children. You know, my wife stays at home and takes care of the kids. You know, we are a single family income. And you're telling me if I don't do this, you're going to get... Tell me
See,
that I must
a, this
be
is
removed
a,
from my position.
This is a line in the sand for me. This is where mm-hmm. the Irish and the Scottish comes in on me. This is where I hunker down and say, you know something? I don't give a crap what you have to say now because you have crossed the line from being a free state into a Nazi Germany by forcing me into this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody's been concerned. I mean, what did Newsom do? Hey, let's spin the wheel. We'll give you $50,000 if you get this shot.
Hey, you can enter the lottery. $5 million at the end of the road. We'll give you free circus tickets. You know, I mean, it's like,
you know, Biden said, hey, Budweiser's going to give you a beer. Hey, a shot and a beer. Who else? What else can go wrong?
But, here's one thing that nobody says. Once you get it, you can't unget it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Once you get vaccinated, there ain't no turning back.
And that's why we need long-term studies. That's why you have to at least give a couple years out to see what are going to be the long-term effects of
this. If you want to volunteer for the study, there you have it.
Go right on.
Yeah, but the FDA,
I'll drive you there.
With anything else, they're out at least 10 years, if not longer, on most medications.
Correct.
And I'm not pushing FDA because I look at it, if it's FDA approved, I probably don't want it, but that's my own opinion because...
On a more personal note, my mom, she died from an FDA approved drug.
Thank you.
And it was a drug that eventually got pulled from the market, because so many people have died. And that happens all the time. I mean, you look at the late night TV or mm-hmm. whatever. If you've been injured by,
but
please
all
call this
FDA
hotline.
Approved.
We could give
well, I
you
love the symptoms they describe too, like the brown discharge or something. You're like, oh,
put
the brakes on me. You know, I mean, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is true. It's like the Nazi Germany thing.
So there's a couple points that I want to make on this, too. We now have these mandates that are going across, like New York now. There's no exceptions, despite the fact that doctors may say, hey, you have cancer and you want to be able to go to the store. Sorry, that's not going to happen. You're out of there. But we have the Lambda variant that isn't treatable by the vaccine. From what I've heard so far and from what I've seen, they're saying that it's already mutated and the spike protein doesn't have the actions on it. And the spike protein in and of itself is something to where it's a big concern for a lot of people. And then as far as just looking at these things, so last week I was not on the show. And I was having some symptoms. I was having fever, some chills, and some stuff like that. So I wanted to basically stay away from everybody and not get anybody sick. Well, I ended up going to the walk-in clinic. I was wearing my N99 mask. Better than what most people are using, just to be on the safe side. And I was thinking I also had like a UTI or something like that. And so I go in there and I ended up having the doctor sit with me. And he said, we don't think it's a UTI. We think you have kidney stones right now. And so we're going through this and we're going to give you some antibiotics and we're going to go ahead and let you try to pass these kidney stones and give me a shot in the butt and all that. Well,
which is horrible.
Right. And so then I go through and get home and I look at the antibiotics they prescribed me, and I'm one of these people that all look up what what actually is there. So the first thing is I read the pamphlet that was through there, and it's like, all right, this can cause death, this can cause this, that, and the other thing, and why are they prescribing me antibiotics for kidney stones? And I couldn't get an answer on it, so I didn't take the antibiotics. And I did a little bit more research, and guess what? Those antibiotics were a sulfur-based antibiotic that can cause kidney stones. So I go in there for kidney stones, and they prescribe me something that can cause kidney stones.
Mm-hmm. That's a trust thing there.
They call me up 3 days after I should have been starting these kidney stones, the treatment for antibiotics, and they're like, oh, well, you don't have any infections. Your stuff came back clear, so you can go ahead and stop taking the antibiotics.
This stuff goes way back.
What?
Remember the Fen-Phen craze? You know, oh, yeah, this is giving you a heart attack if you take them for 3 months. Oh, great.
But you'll lose weight.
Oh, but you'll lose weight. you'll lose weight fast.
I was just going to say that because I ended up in the hospital from hydroxycut when it first came out. Was full of that stuff.
Yeah. Mm. So there's a question in the chat room that I want to kind of address about, the hospitals being overwhelmed.
Yeah, there's definitely, I know this past week, the hospital where I worked at, they pulled back on some of the surgeries that are, you have to have it done. You stay overnight, maybe one night, and you go home the next morning just to make sure everything okay.
Sure.
They pull back on, you know, some of those surgeries. Outpatient surgeries, they're keeping a steady flow of
but
those.
But are you being overwhelmed with
this is the crux. Hospitals typically, and this is that dirty secret, they go through ebb and flows throughout the entire year. There
right.
are times when we are 100% maxed out. And this is regardless. And we see it during the flu season. We see it during, usually up here in the north state, it's the trauma season.
There is no flu season anymore.
Well, at least last year there wasn't. Well, and we're starting to see that the PCR test wasn't distinguishing between flu and COVID. Some of the studies, they're saying that the emergency authorization use for that PCR test is going to end in December. So there's some other things coming down the pike. Hopefully they have something else to replace it so they can test people for this.
I'd like to know, out of how many people that have gotten the COVID or continue to get the COVID locally, got the vaccine in the first place?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I was talking to an individual recently, and they were assuring me that the individuals that are being admitted to the hospital overwhelmingly are people who have never had the vaccination and had never gotten COVID before.
Oh, well, they hadn't had it before.
Yeah.
And
the question of it is who – these individuals that are giving in, and there was roughly about 60 people, which is one quarter of the total beds in a hospital locally.
And
so of those people, who were they around or what environment? Do we know what environment they were in to contract it? I'm just asking, were they around a lot of vaccinated people or not?
And we don't have that information.
Yeah.
And hopefully public health, and that's what they're commissioned to do. They do contact tracing. During this whole past year, they had individuals that would contact you. What are you doing? Are you staying home? Are you staying isolated? Who have you been in contact with? What events have you been to? And they tried to do this contact tracing, which is a great public health tool, but unfortunately, in the past year, we've become very suspect of that tool because of how it's been mitigated.
They keep skewing everything towards a narrative, and that's
right.
The problem.
Like I said before, fear, suffering, vaccine.
Right.
You know,
another stat year over year. From what I've seen, the death rates are almost virtually the same from year over year. So how can the flu disappear and the death rates be almost the same if we're in this great pandemic that's killing everybody? That narrative kind of disturbs me a lot because and then the hospitals were getting paid to say that these people died from COVID at $36,000 a pop is what I'm hearing from the federal government. So that incentive to misreport it, you know, you get hit by a truck and you arrive on the gurney, then all of a sudden you got COVID is my understanding. What do you know anything about that?
Well, I can speak to what I've read across the nation. oftentimes when things like that happen, if individuals start taking advantage of that hospital systems, all of a sudden you'll start hearing reports of, oh, this hospital system paid the federal government X amount of $1 million back.
Or the other way around, the federal government paid.
No. They paid the government back. Like they said, say for instance, a COVID patient, they got the COVID money, and then they find out, well, actually it wasn't necessarily a COVID, the reason why they were there, then they have to return that money. And it's cause it's Medicaid, Medicare fraud. And
I'd like to see that stat.
Yeah.
It would be an interesting stat overall, but I have definitely read, various different times where you've heard throughout the year, oh, by the way, this medical system gave money back to the government. This medical system. And the government is very, very magnanimous and generous to say, hey, you know, you can correct this. You've billed us wrongly. So go ahead and correct it and give us the money.
In the meantime, they've skewed all the stats one way with no correction or exposure of it being gone back the other way.
We don't see a lot of it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And that's beyond where I work as a bedside nurse. So, these are things that are in the public arena that I've read. And, it is amazing to start seeing that, because you will see that throughout the next couple years, Medicaid, Medicare, they'll say, hey, you were charging for this, this, and this, and it didn't quite happen that way, so you need to reimburse those funds.
Interesting.
Well, and it's interesting, too, a lot of these things that we're seeing. So, like, for instance, the PCR test is going to actually be not testing in the flu and the rest of these. So we'll see a resurgence of flu cases that end up coming up. But my concern is that I think we're going to start seeing the narrative, oh, these vaccines are working, based upon the fact that we're not actually seeing the flu numbers being brought in with these PCR tests. So look at the people that are not getting it now. Well, when you remove those 60,000 cases per year of the flu and you take those out, you're clearly going to have less people with COVID than if you were including those flu numbers as COVID. And then you have 94% of the people that have died from COVID have these comorbidities. And you have these 6% of people that are otherwise healthy that have died. And it needs to be looked at from the whole big perspective to actually be able to understand how bad, how serious is this. And especially with kids, when you end up looking at the amount of kids that they're trying to get vaccinated right now who are under 19 years old, who are in the least risk area, and they have a 99.997% survival rate without the vaccine, but they
have effectively zero.
Yeah, and they have a 99.8%, like literally 0.1% more survival rate with the vaccine. However, I'm ended up seeing these TikTok videos and stuff like this to where people are paralyzed. People are having neuropathy, and they're having burning pains in their hands and their feet. People are talking about how their hearts are... Got to go to break.
Yeah, we have to go to a break.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Tomorrow, where are you going? Do you have some room for me? Night is falling and the dawn is calling. I'll have a new day if she'll have me. Here tomorrow, I can't show you nothing. You've seen it all by your door. So many times I said I've been changing, then slipped into patterns of what's happened before. 'Cause I've been wasted and I've overtasted all the things that life gave to me. And I've been trusted, abused and busted, and I've been taken by those close to me. Hey, tomorrow.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first, They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I told you a million times how I love you. Now, honey, your old fickle heart won't let me in. So I'll just relax here with this glass of gin. Head for the ozone again. Here we go now. I'm lost in the ozone again. I'm lost in the ozone again. One drink of wine, two drinks of gin. I'm lost in the ozone again.
Travis is in there boogieing.
Travis.
Man. He's boogieing to Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airman, his new theme song.
He's doing honky-tonking in there. Look at him go.
It's about 5 seconds away from breakdancing. Oh, yeah.
Wow. What a great show. We got so many things to talk about. Let's go with the ivermectin to start with, then we can go to the animal, then we go to our callers.
Maybe callers first.
Okay.
Okay, I believe we have Dick on the line first. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good.
Anyway, you know, most people, if they don't show up for work, they don't get paid. Don't you think that we have 4 supervisors who need a doctor pay for a 1 week's pay at least?
I would say. Huh? It's worse than that, considering how many times they showed up last year.
Yeah, usually they only show up once a week anyway.
Yeah, shouldn't they get their pay, Doc? They don't show up. Most people don't get paid. If they don't go to work, they don't get paid.
You know, they're supposed to be there 50.
Unless you live in California.
You know, in theory, 52 weeks, maybe a couple short of that. Let's say 50 weeks a year. They're showing up like 25. They're showing up half. They should be.
Their pay should be docked. They don't come to work.
Yeah, I agree.
I totally agree with you.
Thanks, Dick. You got
anyway,
anything else?
One more thing. I printed up these vaccine cards. Most people like them pretty well. On one side it says, "My body, my choice. Mm-hmm. I will consider acquiring a vaccine passport as soon as every person of voting age in the United States receives a voter ID card." On the back, it says, "Passports? What passports? We don't need no stinking passports."
No stinking passport.
You must be an old, white, racist, homophobic, Dick. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dick. We appreciate it.
I got my card.
See you next Saturday.
All right. I'll see you on Tuesday. And the next caller we got is Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
If I were to test positive for COVID, where in town could I get Regeneron, ivermectin, or hydroxychloroquine?
I believe your doctor, or go to the frontline doctor.
I would probably go online to thefrontlinedoctors.com, and they have ways of getting the prescriptions that are legal.
they could get them in town here?
They get them. I'm not going to say they get
them
in town.
Frontline Doctors?
Go to frontlinedoctors.com and follow your instincts to the to the right place to get them sent to you.
Next question is, which of the three vaccines do you think are better, is best?
I wouldn't say one's better than another because the jury's still out on the side effects.
Let's let our resident trained person answer that.
What I typically have told family, friends, individuals that are concerned which vaccine to take, which one to go. Obviously, you want to do your due diligence. You research it yourself. You talk it over with your doctor. And I simply tell people, let the peace of God lead and guide you. If you do everything, do it in faith. So if you feel that this is the best option for you, do it. If you feel that this is something that you're hesitant about and you have a check in your heart, in your spirit, that you're saying, no, I shouldn't do this, then don't do it.
I heard that Johnson & Johnson doesn't have the DNA effect.
mRNA, yes. They're a more conventional vaccine.
It has an adenovirus vector vaccine.
What's your last name again, Joe?
Andrew Jeske.
Andrew Jeske. Joe Andrew Jeske. I got people buzzing into my chat, my text after me.
But again, Jackie, like he said, like Joe said, you need to do your own homework, research it yourself, and go with how you feel.
Is there any evidence that you know all around? There's lots of evidence.
I would just steer away from Google as your source.
Right, I understand.
There's a good website. It's called DuckDuckGo that it allows you to search. DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, that's what I use.
Like DuckDuckGoose.
DuckDuckGo.
They don't trace. They don't trace all your algorithms to see where you're going. You know.
Yeah, and a lot of the stuff that seems to be buried within the Google algorithms, you can readily find on other search engines.
Right.
They're not steering you. Yeah, they're not steering you. You'll hear oftentimes, the vaccines are safe and effective. The vaccines are safe and effective. It's almost the Jedi mind trick. I'm going to wave this. These aren't the droids you're looking for. And unfortunately, for the most part, they are safe. The debate about efficacy is whether or not they'll keep you from getting the disease. And not necessarily, you're seeing that it's not preventing disease. But they're saying that, well, it is preventing the severity of symptoms and even death. And that's the mantra that's coming around because you're starting to see that the Pfizer, only 39% of the Pfizer is actually preventing the disease and preventing the transmission of disease. But their claim is that for the majority of people, 95% or more, it's going to decrease the symptoms. And that is what they're trying to focus the messaging on. And unfortunately, you just have to do your own research and talk with your doctor, talk about what your concerns are. And remember this, vaccines, like any other medication, is not one size fits all. And so you have to really know who you are, your body, your health, your age. You take in all the consideration. And then, you know, like I said before, let the peace of God guide you.
Okay, thank you so very much.
I'm sorry, but maybe it would help if they didn't call it a vaccine because it really isn't a vaccine for people to be misguided.
You know, I really understand what happened in Nazi Germany when everybody said, "Hey, let's just go along with the program, no matter what. It's our government; they have our best interests in mind, right?"
Well, and the interesting thing on all of this for me is that we tell people to go home, stay in your homes, don't go out, don't do any of this
throughout all of this pandemic. Even though you're not sick.
Exactly. But here's the thing. What do we hear that Fauci is taking? He's taken vitamin C and he's taken vitamin D, a lot of it, at the same time. When has he ever once come on TV and said, hey, take your dog on vitamin D? Instead, we end up having these people told to go stay in your house where you're not getting your vitamin D, where your immune system is going down. Anybody that has kids, when your kids go back to school, they're sick within like the first day of going back to school. Right. They got the sniffles and they pass it on to you and the next thing you know, you're laying up in bed.
That's exactly what we saw happen when we have all these people that go sit back in their homes, their immune system ends up becoming compromised, and then when they go back out and have any type of access to these infectious diseases or just regular colds and flus and
stuff
like that.
I think you should wear a mask on all four sides of your head just to be safe.
Don't educate the people about their bodies and health at all.
I got to get this out there. This ivermectin and the animal thing. Okay. I got Sally asking the ivermectin. And we need to talk about the fact that you don't go down to Tractor Supply and get the big squeeze tube.
For the love of God, don't do that. Because in all honesty, there are two different medications. One is for an animal, one is for a human. You definitely want to take the one for the human. Don't take the one for the animal.
So do we know anybody that will prescribe ivermectin? Or does it work?
Obviously, ivermectin, there's some great research. If you want to go to a great place, it's c19ivermectin.com. Or you could put C19study.com. And what this is an aggregated website that literally has hundreds, if not thousands, of medical articles about vitamin D, the aspect of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, the whole gamut, remdesivir, which you heard a lot last year, all of these various different medications. It is well worth your time to look at those studies. And if you see the C19ivermectin.com, it'll come up right in your face. 31 randomized trials. It'll say, if you take this early, it's like 86% effective for preventing severe disease and sickness. It's unbelievable. It's a great website to go to.
I'm posting it right now.
I do know that they are using it here locally at one of the hospitals for people. I do know that personally because I have a friend of mine who tested positive for COVID, and they are using that here.
Well, and it needs to happen at the local doctor level, and that the pharmacy doesn't get in the way. There's been issues where pharmacies have actually
refused,
and they've gotten corporate letters that said, hey, by the way, you can't issue this if the diagnosis is COVID-19. And that, to me, having off-label use, we see it all the time within medicine, off-label use. And yet they're not willing to allow an FDA approved drug that's 40 years old, or the hydroxychloroquine, which is 60 years old. It has the same efficacy rate of aspirin as far as safety profile, and yet pharmacies want to say, no, you can't, we're not going to fulfill that. That, to me, is criminal. And
yes,
there shouldn't be any way a pharmacist should get in the way of a doctor and their patient when it comes
to
prescribing.
This is what happens when
medicine.
The government gets out of control.
For sure.
And it's like these guys talking about, go back to work and you're going to lose your job if you don't get the shot. Well, for me, and I'm asking you because I don't know what your total position is on it, I'd quit. They're going to have to be a walkout. There's going to have to be something.
Well, and I would
because
say,
what are they going to do?
I would say don't quit when you're in these positions. You should band together with the people that are there. And then when they do end up firing you, then you have
a lawsuit.
Against them.
You have a lawsuit. Yeah.
Really? And there's it creates a crisis. And that was one of my points at the Board of Supervisors, is you're coming up to a position of, this is coming from the state. They're mandating all their state employees get the vaccine unless you get a medical exemption or a religious exemption. And then it's being pushed down to the corporate level. Hey, we can't mandate this from a federal level, but you as a corporation can mandate this in within your ranks. Mm-hmm. So you make this a condition of your employment. This is the coercion that we're facing, and then
totally
eventually
illegal.
It's going to be at the county level where the Board of Supervisors are going to be sitting up there with not just nurses and doctors or healthcare workers or people within the healthcare establishment coming to them. They're going to have the entire county and county workers and things. You're going to be mandating them that if you don't get this, you need to, we're going to release you. If that happens, it causes complete anarchy and crisis at a local level. If we lose 10% of our hospital workers due to something like this, there's nobody to backfill. The traveling, the travelers are not coming in like they've come in the past.
Well, there's also the fact that it's illegal, and it's actionable in a courtroom under the Nuremberg Code. They can't coerce you into you know getting a vaccine, a shot, or any medical procedure without you
consenting
to it. And that is the crux of the matter, because what these idiots that are pushing this don't get, a lot of them, is the fact that if they can do that with this.
What's next?
We're already seeing booster shots. We're already seeing them saying, hey, we've got a schedule for three more possible shots that are along the way, and this may turn into something to where you're getting it every 5 months.
At some point in time, you turn into Nazi Germany.
The other problem that I have with this is, why is it that all of these states are mandating that if you don't, the ones that aren't being so draconian and fascist, the ones that are saying, if you don't get the vaccine, we need weekly testing on you. However, the people that have gotten the vaccine, we're not going to have weekly testing. That's going to end up skewing the results of what we have in our test to say, hey, the people who have the vaccine are not getting it, based upon the fact that the people that are not vaccinated are the only ones being tested on this rigorous schedule. So you end up having all of this data that ends up being bunk data, and they're going to use that to drive it further, further, further down the line and say, you must get this.
And with that, we've got a couple callers. We've got David on the line, I believe, is the first caller. Good morning, David. What do you got?
Good morning, and God bless you guys for the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I just got turned on to your radio show, and I'm glad that I just heard, you know, one of you bring up the Nuremberg Code. We are under attack by the globalists. I don't hear a lot of words talked about the Great Reset written by Klaus Schwab. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs to look into that. Everybody also needs to look into Event 201, which was held just prior to this whole thing going down. Mm-hmm. And everybody also needs to look into Operation Lockstep, sponsored by the Rockefeller Foundation, back in 2010.
Absolutely.
This has already been written down.
Mm-hmm. We've talked.
This is a plan.
No, we agree.
We're all on the same page, but thank you for putting that information out to the listeners that may not know.
Yeah, we don't
want to
get, what he's saying is, I think, spot on, and there's a danger there, but let's keep talking about what we've got here on the subject matter. Maybe we'll use that for another day, because, you know, we have talked about that in the past, and we will, I'm sure, talk about it again. But I want to get out there, because we're running out of time. We got 10 minutes left. We got another caller. Hold on.
Okay.
I want to get this in there. I need everybody to know that you can go to the Children's Health Defense, and they have forms that you can fill out that you can submit to your employers that map out the Nuremberg Code violations to your employer. Because if they do fire you over this, there is an actionable lawsuit, and this could cause a big problem across the board for the hospitals, not just the government.
Right. So say it one more time for the people.
It's the Children's Health Defense Fund. You go to childrenshealthdefense.org, and you can start there. I just pulled it up real quick. They have forms. They have, emergency campaigns in there. And I don't have time to go through the whole thing, but they do have the forms there.
Okay. And with that, we'll go to our next caller. We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, what you got for us?
Well, last night, just before the news, there was a program, and they talked about how the CDC lied about the antibodies that people have that have gotten COVID. And I thought that was really interesting. And they've got proof that the CDC has lied about that. And also, my son-in-law was talking to his insurance agent, and his insurance agent said that his life insurance would not cover him if he took that virus and died.
The vaccine.
Yeah, he took the vaccine and died. His life insurance would not cover him. So that's something else people might want to consider before they
take the vaccine.
Well, there's nobody's responsible for this thing. If you die, nobody's going to be held accountable, period. You can't sue the big pharma guys. You can't sue the guys who are manufacturing this experimental drug. You can't sue the government.
But at the same time, you've got Medi-Cal or whatever, or Medicaid, whichever one, that is we're starting to see where they're demanding or mandating that the people get the vaccine or they won't cover them with insurance. So what do they do then?
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's really messed up here.
The coercion is unbelievable. You're getting it from so many different sides. Even within the healthcare, are they going to tie this to our medical license?
Mm-hmm.
Where they say, hey, you can't renew your licensure unless you get this shot. To me, it's happening on so many fronts. You saw in New York, you can't eat, you can't drink, you can't do that. Oh, but this paperwork that says, hey, here, I've gotten the vaccine. Oh, do you have the virus? Oh, I don't know. Can you carry the virus? I don't know. Oh, yes, you can carry the virus. Yeah. That's why this aspect of the Pfizer being, only 39% effective in not allowing transmission or getting the disease. That means that you're a reservoir, and you've seen these breakthroughs. In Massachusetts, a bunch of people were hospitalized. 74% of them were vaccinated. It's just this whole notion that if I get the shot,
I'm
all
it's
doing is it's saying, here, I got a card that allows me the freedom to go to my favorite bar in San Francisco.
Just like Nazi Germany. Do you have your papers? Yeah. I mean, that's
ridiculous.
What we're talking about. So you get the vax, you could still get it. You could still get COVID. You could still spread it.
And you can still die.
And you can still die from it. So why am I getting the vax again? Because if I already had COVID and I boosted up my immune system, I'm almost immune or completely, out of the woods on getting it again with very little. It's like 98.99% chance of me actually having a real problem. Or I can go the other direction, do what I'm told, so I can get my vax card, and nobody's responsible if anything bad happens to me, and I can still spread it, give it, and contact it.
Correct.
That's stupid. It's not just it's just stupid.
For a virus that is, for the vast majority of people, is 99% survivable or more.
Well,
if you take into that information, you start drilling down. What is my overall risk? Where is the NIH, the CDC study for the risk-benefit ratio? There isn't one that exists. And why? Why haven't we gotten this? And this is the part that really makes me angry. You are supposed to be the governing body that shows us this is what happens in a pandemic. You've been preparing for this, Fauci, for the past 40 years.
Yep.
And yet you have no system put into place to say, hey, FDA, you need to do contact tracing on every person that gets the vaccine to know if they got side effects 3 days out, 1 week out, 3 weeks out, 3 months out, 6 months out. Where is this information? Mm-hmm. It doesn't exist. And so I just find that our leaders within these various different three-letter companies have completely undermined our trust. And
yes.
Why should we give it to them and give them the benefit of doubt? They're saying, hey, by the way, take this shot. It's the best thing for you.
And put on another mask while you're at it.
Oh, my God.
Absolute stupidity.
And shut up and go on.
Shut up and do what you're told. That's what they do in a non-free society. And then you go back and you go, hey, Fauci, how come you're funding through a non-profit organization gain-of-function research?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's all of this stuff between the masking, the surgical masks that literally say on them will not prevent infectious disease. Do not use for that. I mean, you have more efficacy with the N95s or better yet, an N99, but even that's not going to stop at 100%. I mean, if that was the case, why in all of these sci-fi movies and everything else about a pandemic, why aren't they all just walking around in N95s? No, they got bio suits on. They got every portion of their body covered up, and then they tape the seams aside from that. I mean, this is how you end up actually preventing illnesses that are like this. And when we see what's going on right here, I got another article in front of me. Clear and present danger. NYT says that anti-COVID barriers could help spread the disease because it ends up stagnating the air. Everything that they're doing is making things worse for a disease that's already needing a propaganda campaign to tell you how bad a pandemic it is.
Do you have your papers? You will not have. You will have no work unless you have your papers. I mean, I'm making fun of it, but I'm so pissed about it that I can't even hardly see straight.
Right. Truckers are already saying that they're not going to be going into any of these cities.
The more you comply, the worse this gets. People are finally coming to the realization you have to say, no, we're not going to freaking do it. You can't make us do it because there's a hell of a lot more of us than there are of you, and it's a real problem if you keep pushing the envelope here.
Right. And you saw it. Last week, on Monday, I went down to Sacramento. There was a couple thousand healthcare workers that were out there saying, you know, no forced coercion. No, you know, don't allow this to happen.
Right.
Stop the forced mandates. Let it be a choice. And we, mm-hmm. if we function this way, all this goes away.
Yes.
If you say, hey, you choose, instead of doing focus protection, there the Great Barrington Declaration, which was a phenomenal thing that was written early on within the pandemic, that would say lockdowns don't work. You need to allow the young people to go out and live their lives. You focus the protection. On the elderly.
We're doing everything exactly the opposite of what we should be doing by studying past events.
Right.
We shouldn't be locking ourselves down. We shouldn't be wearing our masks. We shouldn't be avoiding it. You know, we used to have parties when we were kids for months and chicken pox. The best thing to do is get it, get over it, you know, get by it because you're not going to get rid of it.
But the issue of it is if you do that, there is the danger that you are one of the select people that where this actually does severely affect, and
sure.
you don't want to do that.
Oh,
no one, yeah. No one wants to say, "Hey, let's go have a COVID party."
I'm not avoiding that at all costs. What I'm saying is this:
right.
that you know, there is death. You know, there's one thing that I can guarantee everybody here in the room and everybody in the world is this, that you're not going to get out of this life alive.
Right.
Something is going to kill you. Mm-hmm. You try to minimize that by protecting yourself, your immune system. You don't run out in front of trucks. But you can't stop death, period.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
So you try to minimize it. And the what we're doing right now with these vaccines, this COVID, these lockdowns, we're not minimizing it. We're increasing chances.
They're going to cut us off. Sorry. Thank you for coming in,
Thanks,
Joe.
Well,
we would love to have you back. Go ahead. Quick.
Just real quick, check out Animal Reservoirs.
When people argue
about having a vaccine and it extinguishing like measles, mumps, polio, things of that nature, check out Animal Reservoir.
And maybe we can have you back and we'll go over some more topics.
Yeah, there's plenty
All
of
right,
stuff.
Thank you.
Very good. Well,
it's been a pleasure.
I'm not even
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.